artist Serena Brewer's studio could belong to any sculptor. There's a tidy workbench with scissors, knives, and pruning shears arranged neatly nearby.
So here we are in my studio.
And then your eyes fall on the thawing carcass of a small mammal. And you know you're somewhere else.
Oh yeah, we're skinning a squirrel.
That's Serena Brewer. She's the woman credited with starting an art movement called Rogue Taxidermy.
We're cutting where his little whiskers are attached.
Brewer's in her mid-40s. She has straight red hair and a pale complexion. She sports fashionable eyeglasses right on the brim of her nose.
When I am working with animals, it's almost like sometimes a certain animal is speaking to me and telling me like what wants to be used for next. That probably sounds kind of corny to some people, but I guess you could really liken that to like some like a potter working with clay. And they will say when you touch a lump of clay, how it tells you how it wants to be shaped or formed. And that's kind of how I feel too. And then what I'll do is I'll remove the head on this so that I can just have the skull.
Brewer is well known for her mythological taxidermy. There's the Goth Griffin, which she made using the body of a black cat attached to the arched wings and piercing head of a crow.
Can't use eagles or lions, so...
There's the Capricorn, which she created using the scaly tail of a fish attached to the shoulders and head of a baby goat. And then there's a crouching monkey in a fez hat clutching a martini glass. That one's called Mother's Little Helper Monkey.
Yeah, that's my favorite one, I think.
When Brewer first started using dead animals in her art, as a college student at Minneapolis College of Art and Design, it caused a stir. Many people thought her work was morbid and creepy. One professor suggested she see a therapist.
Now we're getting down to the leg.
She ignored him. While other students painted and photographed, Brewer taught herself how to skin an animal, how to mount the hide, how to mummify corpses, and how to preserve the innards. There was a lot of trial and error.
I was making a chupacabra, and it wasn't drying fast enough. And I thought, well, what if I just put it, like, in the oven on low with a fan on it? That wasn't a good idea. It caught on fire. It didn't burn the house down or anything, but let's just say that apartment never really smelled the same again.
In 2004, Brewer hit it big. She and a couple of other rogue taxidermists had their first show at a gallery here in Minneapolis. That exhibit wound up on the cover of the New York Times art section. Suddenly, Brewer was in the spotlight, the face of rogue taxidermy.
I actually was getting emails from people that wanted me to be on television shows and things like that. I'm not a TV person like Jimmy Kimmel, but shows that were approaching me were all just kind of wanted me on the show for the shock value, like, oh, look at this chick, and she does this like weird, creepy, dead animal art. And I take my work really serious. I didn't want to be associated with that type of thing.
With the publicity came hate mail from people, including animal rights activists, who were offended by Brewer's art.
People that would like threaten my life, you know, like just kind of really mean.
This was particularly heartbreaking to Brewer because more than anything, she's an animal lover. As a kid, she kept bones of her beloved pets on a shelf in her room after they died.
When we'd move around when I was a child, my dad would dig up our pet graveyard and we'd bring the animals with us when we moved to a new place. Inevitably, there'd be something that was like a bone or something. I'd find it.
And her work felt like a continuation of that, a tribute. Brewer emphasizes that she never kills animals for her art, that all the animals are donated and have died from other causes. But that message sometimes gets lost. Art made from dead animals is provocative in our culture, where we tend to restrict death to funeral homes and meat factories, not display it on dining room tables.
Okay, now we're ready to kind of... The tail is a little tricky. So I'm just going to like hold his body, the base of his tail.
I think a lot of kids are taught not to touch things or that death is bad or scary.
Wrap a towel around the tail right there. And it just pulls right out like
what
that.
What was your kind of family's attitude around death?
Well, it wasn't, a dead animal wasn't something that was repulsive. It was never like, oh, you know, don't touch that. I think in general, like people in
our culture, at any rate, there's just this fear of like what's going to happen to your physical body when you no longer are breathing.
Have you thought about what you want to happen to your body?
Well, when I was like a lot younger, before I got wrinkles, I wanted to have my head freeze dried like a Barbie head, the makeup Barbie head, like, and put it in a case. But then nobody that I was dating wanted to have that in the house. So I kind of gave up on that idea. I'm going to be donating my body to science. It is just a vessel. And when I'm done with it, there's, you know, nothing to, I don't want to be in the ground like with like a rubber body in a coffin. That's for sure.
It worked out just the way I was hoping.
Today, Brewer's sculptures sell for thousands of dollars.
So now what we're left with is, you can see the squirrel carcass.
The Geneva Museum of Natural History in Switzerland bought a piece.
This guy in a little bag.
And so have collectors from around the world.
I'll just say what it is on the bag. I'll just write skinned squirrel.
Other rogue taxidermy artists teach classes around the country based on techniques Brewer helped invent. These days, Brewer's art is celebrated, not vilified.
Put him in the freezer. It's kind of full right now, so hopefully nothing will fall out.
During the holidays, Brewer, her husband, and their other relatives gather in the dining room of their house, surrounded by dozens of mounted monkeys, stuffed crow cats, and two-headed squirrels. And they give thanks. For KFAI, I'm Lila Chernoff.